From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting airstrikes remove key Islamic State leaders. The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's Paris terrorist attacks was killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Tuesday that Sharaf al-Muadan was killed Christmas Eve, one of 10 IS leadership figures killed in airstrikes in the past month.
Our ability to dismantle their facilitation networks, our ability to dismantle their ground command and control, our ability to take away some of their enforcers, these executioners and these extortionists, that eats away at their ability to instill fear in the population they control. It eats away at their ability to extort money from the population, which, of course, reduces their funding.
And the Pentagon spokesman confirmed a U.S.-backed alliance of Kurdish and Arab rebels seized the Tashreen Dam on the Euphrates River from IS fighters. Global health authorities have declared Guinea Ebola-free after more than 2,500 died from the disease in the West African country. Bruce Aylward, an official with the World Health Organization, says Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia were by far the hardest hit countries during the epidemic.
Today is an incredibly important milestone for the huge effort that's been ongoing for nearly 2 years to stop the Ebola crisis in West Africa. As of today, for the first time in 2 years, we can say that all three countries have stopped the original chains of transmission which were driving this crisis and had led to such international and national alarm last year.
Sierra Leone declared Ebola-free in November. Liberia has twice been declared Ebola-free, only to see new cases emerge. This is VOA News.